The visit to Melbourne and Ballarat. In her next letter to Edson, written on February 2nd, she laid before him the plans for the coming weeks. Letters from A.T. Robinson, conference president residing in Melbourne, told of plans for a general meeting to run through several days. These had influenced her planning. For some time, Elder Robinson has been pleading for Elder Haskell and Sister White to visit Melbourne. 60 have taken their stand for the truth there, and he wants me to bear my testimony to the people. I shall leave for Melbourne in about 10 days. W.C. White and Sarah will accompany me. I shall probably visit Adelaide, and hold some public meetings, for there the apostasy of McCullough and Hawkins occurred 1 year ago, and I have been daubed with all kinds of mud. For this reason I wish to visit Adelaide, and speak the truth as a witness for Christ. As she contemplated this trip to the south, she mentioned her high hopes of the fruitage of the two camp meetings held in late 1897. The work in Melbourne is just as promising as it is in Sydney. Since the camp meeting held there, 43 have decided to keep the Sabbath. Brother A.T. Robinson and his wife are the main workers, and Brother Herbert Lacey and his wife are also engaged in the work. I have no doubt that no less than 100 souls will be added to the church in Melbourne, and 100 souls in Sydney. So in company with her son and Sarah McIntyre, she left Currambong on Wednesday, February 23rd, and arrived in Melbourne before the Sabbath. She found the camp meeting tent at Balaclava, near Melbourne, still standing, and night and weekend evangelistic meetings being held. Over a period of 4 weeks she spoke 7 times. On March 20th, when the tent was blown down in a sandstorm, the evangelistic meetings were moved to a hall. That weekend Ellen White and Sarah McIntyre, along with the conference president, A.T. Robinson, were in Geelong, some 40 miles southwest of Melbourne. Money was scarce, and they made the 4-hour trip by boat for 18 pence each. This included the return fare. By train the cost would have been 8 shillings each. Writing of it, Ellen White commented, "A penny saved is as good as a penny earned." Back in Melbourne on Tuesday, March 22nd, Ellen White determined that her strength should not be used in casual visiting, even with close friends. Of this she made an enlightening comment to Edson. "It is a tax I am not called to endure. When I do the things the Lord gives me to do, then I can endure the strain. When I step out of the channel He has given me, I am not sustained." She visited the publishing house in Melbourne, speaking to the workers there. She later wrote to two of the employees. "The Echo Publishing House is God's own institution, and had it not been for the Lord's care for it, it would not now be in existence. The publishing institution has struggled hard to bring in, through the grace of God, a pure, sacred, holy atmosphere in every department of the work. But while a great change has been made, and there is a better class of workers, there is not yet a true appreciation of the distinction between an institution which bears the divine credentials and a common workshop. Let everyone now at work in the Echo office, in every branch of the work, bear in mind that it is not common but sacred things you are handling. Treat this work as the work of God.